This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Tuesday, July 5th, 2016. And we're here to talk about everything. You, your buckos, all points in between the markets, the economy, election, scams, shams, corruption. And a lot of news this weekend and today. But first, if you do not get the show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Just be nice. Push the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the subscribe button. You can get our notes. And read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, and all that funny stuff today. Well, some days we're in a good mood. Some days we're not such in a good mood. Some days we go 100% market. Some days we go 90% market. Some days 50% market. But we do a lot of the markets and the economy and all the noise and all the things they want to tell you and this, that, and the other thing and all that fun stuff. But today I got a couple of bones to pick. Bones to pick. So we'll do the market wrap in the next segment. Let me start with the most important irritant that we must talk about. Kevin Durant is going to the Golden State Warriors. My goodness gracious, think about this. Think about this. They were one game away from winning the NBA title, second year in a row, and in my opinion, that the refs were in the tank. They changed the way they handled the calls on defense to enable Cleveland to be much tougher on the shooters. If they didn't, there would have been a lot more fouls and a lot of trouble. And I'm no Golden State fan, but I'm just telling you what I think. But I want you to think about this now. Coming down the court, coming at you, Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant. You can't double team anybody anymore. You can't, just so you know, teams double team Durant. Teams triple team Curry. You can't now. You know what that means? Everybody's going to have an open shot, and in case you don't know, Durant will just take it to the hoop, and there's not going to be anybody there because they're going to have to cover Curry and Thompson. And they have to get Durant. So that leaves Curry and Thompson. And now they just signed David West. Oh, Draymond Green, who can hit the three. Iguodala, six man, great six man. Barbosa, it's a track meet. Sean Livingston. My goodness gracious. And my Knicks. What do? They pick up Derrick Rose. 4 years too late and bad knees. Or ankles, whatever else he's got. I'm pissed. The rich get richer. My goodness. And the other part of the equation today. So as I have been telling you, Hillary Clinton's a crook. And by the way, I mean that. That's not sarcasm. She's a crook. Her and her husband are crooks. They have used a foundation and their status in government to make themselves a couple of $100 million. Influence peddling. And by the way, in plain sight, we all know it. It's right there. You can read about it. Go look at the uranium deal with Russia. Go look at Clinton's brother and what he got out of Haiti on the contract once they were down there for some charitable thing. Go look at their foundation that pays out nothing on the dollar. I could go on and on and on and on. Go look at the speeches with Wall Street and all these countries that treat women like crap. I can go on and on and on. And then, of course, the emails. And what did I tell you about the emails? Remember what I told you? She's guilty. She's hiding things. She destroyed a bunch of emails that had a bunch of things about her foundation and the payoffs and the swindling and the influence peddling. I told you that, right? What else did I tell you? Ain't nothing going to come of it. You remember that, right? Why? Because that's what happens in Washington. You can be the crooked of most crooked and nothing ever happens to you. Nothing. Bill Clinton had sex with a 19-year-old in the White House and perjured himself and stayed president. Really? I can go on and on. And here's the interesting part about this thing today with Hillary Clinton. As I'm watching the dude who runs the FBI in the first 10 minutes of his little speech on Hillary Clinton, I'm like, she was 10 times worse than I even thought. In case you don't know, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. Remember, we're neither. We hate them all. She lied to every one of you. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Whig Party, it doesn't matter. She lied to all of you. She said this, she lied. She said that, she lied. In plain sight. There's not even a question. In plain sight. About what was on her servers, how many servers she had, what was on the emails, what she sent out, what she received. Everything was a lie. And in fact, everything was deemed a criminal activity, a violation, whatever you want to call it. So I'm listening to the FBI guy, James Comey, today, and he's ripping her. And he's saying things that I didn't even know, much worse than I even thought. And then the money shot. Yeah, but no biggie. That's what James Comey said today. Violation after violation after violation after violation. Lie after lie after lie. Obfuscation after obfuscation after obfuscation. But, it's good. We're cool. Okay? We're good. No problem. All fine. It's all good. Go watch the 10 minutes before he says, it's all good. Go watch it. You tell me. Ladies and gentlemen, only in Washington. You're a thief. You're a crook. You suck. You lie to the American public. You lie every day and you look in the camera and lie with passion. But you're good. It was a violation. It could be a felony and a misdemeanor. Yeah, but you're good. It's all good. You're good. Don't worry. It's okay. And, of course, the media, now that this has come out, you know what they say? Ooh, this head of the FBI, he's the most honest guy out there. He has no bias whatsoever. Let me ask you all a question. What do you think the media would have done to James Comey if he recommended an indictment? Scum, sleaze. Hack. In the tank. Just going after Clinton. But no, now he's the greatest man in history. Because there's nothing going on. And it was all set up, kids. They all knew. And they were all ready, and that's why the president was on Air Force One with the crook today, because he knew that's what was going to be announced. And amazingly, he tells you he didn't know. It's unbelievable how they'll just lie in plain sight to you. It's all good. So we'll just letting you know that was the big story of the day. And don't believe me, go watch the first 10 minutes of him ripping her to shreds, lie after lie after lie. Intent. We can't read the intent, and, you know, yeah, Joe Schmo just robbed the bank, but his intentions were really, you know, he just needed the money and to help his grandma out. So we're good. But I knew it. I just didn't know how bad it was. I knew nothing would happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is on to the election. And, of course, this weekend we found out that Donald Trump was even bigger racist because somebody in his campaign put out a Jewish star that looked like a Jewish star and is racist and anti. Remember what I told you about Trump. He now caused the Chicago fire, the San Francisco earthquake, and herpes simplex number 2. And I'm thinking the Zika virus, since that's in the news now. Welcome to politics. Yay! Up next. Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit more, but we got to do markets. Lots to cover. Hope you are listening. I'm really a normal guy. This is Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa know-how! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. No, really. Hope you're doing well. But by the way, the fun part, not so fun part of these criminals in both parties. The fun part, I will not watch the pundits on TV. You know what I mean by those political pundits? I still remember when Bill Clinton, like it was yesterday, with Monica Lewinsky. And before the blue dress came out, the pundits were defending him, even though they had no evidence whatsoever whether it happened or it didn't happen. They were defending him, and then, oops, the blue dress. And they had to realize at that point in time that Hillary Clinton knew, they were, you name it, they did it, the worst of all worst. Even after it was found out, here's the president of the freaking United States pulling down his trousers in a closet in the White House with a 19-year-old intern. The media was like, oh my goodness gracious, oh my goodness gracious, oh my, let's get past it. And even when he perjured himself, and even when he went out and with his most passionate lied to the American, you know, after it was all done, now he's the most popular dude on earth. Because nobody cares as long as it's their person. Nobody cares. Nobody has a conscience anymore when it comes to politics. We lost all love and favoritism for any of these people. Because we have realized they don't give a crap about you or I in any way, shape, or form. We're just votes. We're just marks. We're nothing. And one is a better salesman than the next. And that's all it is. Did Barack Obama do anything for you in the last 8 years that changed your life for the better? Did he specific? No. He made it worse. My goodness gracious, he made it worse. Did George Bush do anything for you in 8 years that made your life better? He made it worse. He added $5 trillion to the debt. He went to Iraq with a war, which, by the way, I was cool with because I depend on them to know what the hell they're doing. And then because I thought it would last a month. And then we found out they didn't know what the hell they were doing. And it took them 3 or 4 years before they realized, oh, duh, we don't have enough people in Iraq, and maybe if we have more. I mean, when you watch the WWE, if it's four against one, you need three more people in there. Duh. So here we have these people that don't give a crap, and everybody's so happy and yippee yay yay and all this stuff, and I will not watch the pundits, yet you, my lovely listeners, will send me all this stuff, and I have these tweets from some of these people that kiss her rear end. Van Jones, I think he's on CNN. He's a communist. He admits it. He's a communist, and CNN has him on all his panels. Isn't it great to know a communist is on CNN? The Communist News Network. And then you got this Paul Krugman, who said we should go $30, $40 trillion of debt, making fun of Republicans. So nothing happened. But I guarantee you, let me tell you something, you out there, don't jaywalk. You got that? It'll be worse for you if you jaywalked than for her. You catch my drift? You got my point? You understand where I'm coming from? You feel me? It's laughable. And I can go on and on and on and on about all the ethical violations, all the criminal violations by these politicians. I could spend 3 hours. Go get the book, Throw Them All Out. I think it's written by Schweitzer. And go read up what politicians on both sides of the aisle have done. You know they make like $150,000 a year, and some of these people that have been politicians for 10, 15 years are worth $30 million. How'd they do that? So again, on and on and on. So just remember this. We told you so. It's not going to end unless we have a 10 million person march and we do throw them all out. Seriously. Every single frickin' one of them. And you know what the shame of it is? This creep, this sleaze, this slime, this Hillary Clinton could be the next president. She's going to have control of the Treasury. This influence peddling sleazebag, this charlatan, this media creation, this untalented boob could be president. Oh, well, we had George Bush for 8 years. We had Barack Obama for 8 years. We still don't even know his background. Oh, now we do. Anyway, I'm going to continue to work hard. I'm going to continue to do my best for me and my family, regardless and in spite of them, and I hope you do too. The great news is, hopefully, this country is bigger than any of what they do. Unless you're a coal industry guy, then you're screwed. Because another one went out of business today, bankrupt, Murray, whatever. Just remember Obama when he became president before, and I can almost quote him, if you're looking to open a coal power plant, you can, but you'll end up going bankrupt. And of course, the EPA, basically what the EPA did is like if you're opening up a lemonade stand, they told you those lemons cost $20,000 each. That's what the EPA did to these coal companies. And basically what they did, they destroyed billions of shareholder wealth. They destroyed jobs, destroyed cities. But they don't care because they had a motive and they had an agenda to pay off their green energy friends. I try to tell them, hey, I just want to let you know you can't fly an airplane with a windmill, but that doesn't matter because you can't talk to these people. So we're just letting you know all this stuff is going on and we have a few more months and, you know, just vote your conscience. I'm not here to tell you what to do on anything. We're here to just give you some facts. And we hope you check those facts out. And we don't play around. And we are mad. And we are irritated that this country's become, the people of this country are just a bunch of marks. But we're going to keep on keeping on. Regardless, who's in the White House? And as we've told you, you know what we think of her? I have no idea about Donald Trump. I know what he says. I know what he doesn't say. I know what he said last week. I know what he said this week. He's the unknown, if you ask me. We'll know in November. Up next on The Edge, we'll go rest of the show, I promise. Well, I think I promise. Full market, and we do have lots to cover. Hope you're having a good day. I am. No, really, I am. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband Both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Just finished six sets of biceps, six sets of triceps. I'm probably going to double up today because I'm feeling pretty darn good. Anyway, we promised, let's get going. Today's edition of the Market Wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas. Whether you're in or out of the market, go check them out. Investment-models.com. And I'm dead serious when I say that. Dow down 108, S&P 15, NASDAQ 40, NASDAQ 127, Transports 95, Russell 2000 17, the SOX a big juicy 12, Advanced Declines not very good, up down volume not very good. It was worse, I believe it was 140 and 60 during the day, and they rallied them back a little bit towards the close. So let me bust it apart here. First off, in the Dow today, Amex $1.50, Boeing 270. This is down. Caterpillar 2, DuPont 1.5, Goldman Sachs 380, J.P. Morgan 170, United Tech 2. What was up? The Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, Merck, Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, that type of stuff that has been has had the better relative strength. I did a lot of scanning today, so here you go. And interesting, not much has changed. You ready? Airlines, gross. They bounced a little bit last week off of massive new yearly lows, but acting gross. And interesting, listen carefully, this is with the price of oil plunging. And by the way, we watch the price of gasoline too. Plunging. Apple, I use that as a sector, fails at the 50-day moving average as it rallied up in its bear market last week and was down about 1% today, no big deal, but still just a bear market. And I do want to mention the Apple suppliers, really bad action. If you look at Skyworks Solutions, SWKS, go take a look at that. Go look at Qurvo, Q-R-V-U. Go look at Cirrus Logic, which is off the highs but starting to break down in here. So some of these Apple suppliers. Autos. Go look at GM and Ford. Just bear markets. Just bear markets. Now go look at the auto sales companies. Go look at CarMax down at new yearly lows. Go look at KMX. Go look at Group 1 Automotive, GPI, at new yearly lows. So the auto dealers, for lack of a biotech. So biotech, here's the interesting part. Let's use the IBB. It's an exchange-traded fund for biotech. Went to 240 in February, went to 241 change in March, went to 248 in May, just pulled back to 240 again and rallied off of it. So there's a case that in that 240, 245 area, it doesn't want to go any lower. but it still ain't gone anywhere. It's rallied up to 260 here in last week. Was down today, but not bad, but still no juice whatsoever. So I can't put biotech in the good column, but maybe the worst is over column. We'll see. Cruise lines. And I know it's only three stocks, but I look at them. Bear market. Disk drives. I know it's only two stocks, but I watch them. Seagate and Western Digital. Bear market. Very poor action. Gaming. When you have a chance, let's look at WINS, W-Y-N-M. And looks like it topped out here at 100 for now. Look at Las Vegas Sands, much worse than WINS, LVS. And MGM looks like it just topped out with WINS also. So gaming. And then you got the fertilizers, potash, Mosaic MOS, Agrium AGU, CF Industries, just bear markets. Big bear markets on some of them. So we're just letting you know. Then you got the travel related. Let's look at Expedia. Bear market, but holding that $100 level. What is that? TripAdvisor, TRIP, bear market, holding the 60 level. C-Trip, bear market, holding the 40 level. Price line, a little better, a little worse. I don't even know what to say there since it's all over the map, but certainly not a leader. And then you got, we mentioned the cruise lines. How about the hotels? Not much going on at Hyatt, not much going on at Hilton. The good news is they've stopped going down and they're acting a little bit better, but really not a lot of juice to even think about. Marriott's in there also. So there's that. How about lenders? You getting my drift, by the way? Go look at Capital One COF. Go look at, go look at DFS, Discover Financial. You can call these credit cards. Go look at the SYF, Synchrony Financial. Oh, my goodness gracious. Holy crap. What a big drop in that one. So these credit card lender types, absolutely Costa Rica, as they say. Nothing good to report there. I'm skipping over financials. We'll come back to that. How about the AGCO, A-G-C-O, farm machinery, bear market. While we're on the farm machinery, let's go Deere. Bear market, Caterpillar, kind of trying to come out of the bear market with that minus 68% earnings and minus 26% sales. And then you got the floor FLR, bear market and topping out badly. FLS, bear market topping out badly. The other one is Terex, T-E-X, big top on that one. Retail, how do you say vomit? L Brands, symbol LB. Go look at Macy's, symbol M. Go look at Kohl's, symbol KSS. How about Best Buy, BBY, gross and is topping out again from a bad area. Or Bed Bath & Beyond, double gross. My goodness, is that bad. Urban Outfitters, nothing to really report there, but yuck. Abercrombie & Fitch, yuck. Let's see if Deckers Outdoor is doing anything. Yeah. Better, but still not giving you any juice. And you could have fun going through the rest of the retail, not the discount retail. We'll get to that in a minute on the good end. How about the restaurants? Well, Buffalo Wild Wings is gross. Darden Restaurants just topped out badly on their outlook. Gross. And then you could just start going through them. I will say there's some restaurants that are strong. Cracker Barrel, very strong. Strong stock. I'll give it that. And as you just, Cheesecake Factory, not very strong, but the Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp is very good there with the curry sauce. And when you have a chance, go through the rest of the restaurants, non-event. The Rails, CSX, yeah. Norfolk Southern, yeah. Union Pacific's trying, but nothing happening. So the rails aren't doing much. Then you look at the transports. Go look at the chart of the transports. Topped out badly here recently. Wedged up last week with the better market. Got hit a little bit today. Hopefully you don't revisit the lows of last week. That would not be good news. Semis. Well, they rallied them up last week. It's a very sawtoothy pattern, but came right down again. And the question is that 700, 710 area, big top in the semis. I bring that up. Because if it is, That's not good news for the market. Just if it is. We're not saying yet it isn't or is, but it's sure acting icky right now. And that's the semis. And by the way, there are a few semis still acting well. Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, acts very well. Texas Instruments still acting well up there. Lam Research, LRCX, it's above the 50-day, but starting to get some bad volume patterns. MKSI, MKS Instruments, one that most people don't know, that's acting well. But after that, there's a bunch that really look like the semiconductor index, and it looks like it topped out. So something to watch very closely is that semis now. That has to be watched, and has to be watched very carefully. Up next, we'll do the financials, foreign markets, and other stuff. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
What up? All right, let's continue before I run out of time. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Ameritrade, E-Trade, and Schwab, bear markets. And really bad bear markets, if you ask me. Okay? These are your online broker, things like that. And full disclosure, I clear my accounts through Schwab. But the really bad shape, really bad action. How about the, what do they call them? The investment managers. When you have a chance, go look at AMP, Ameriprise Financial Bear Market. Blackstone, new yearly lows. BlackRock, I call that a pretty good topping out. How about Franklin Resources, BEN, Big Bear Market, Northern Trust, Big Bear Market. Then you have the regional banks, KRE, KBE, bear markets for the regionals. And those are big and small. We're talking the Fifth Third Bank Corps or the PNCs. PNC's at new yearly lows. This is a great company at new yearly lows. By the way, you see what I'm doing here? And then you got the big names, and they're going to hold up better. J.P. Morgan is just really in a range between, let's call it 54 and 64, give or take, and it's at 59 right now. But, you know, rallied up last week and easily, you know, kind of sold it down today. Morgan Stanley, though, at new yearly lows. Citigroup, worse than J.P. Morgan, not as bad as Morgan Stanley. Bank America, getting close to new yearly lows. Wells Fargo, near you, new yearly lows. But the Dow and S&P is right off near the highs. So what gives with all this, kids? By the way, the DAX is gross, the Japan Nikkei is gross, the Hang Seng is gross, Shanghai is gross, EFA index is gross. So what's doing the trick? First, you ready? Here's your groups. The bond market. Bond yields continue to crash around the globe, manipulated and whatever by the big boys. Gold and silver. Had another good day today. I will tell you they are stretched, extended, need to pull back, and hopefully they give you another shot like they did about 4 weeks ago. And, of course, you had to wait for an employment report, and you'll get one this week. Yeah, right. Food, drugs, beverage, alcohol, tobacco, household products. Again, in new high list, Kraft Heinz, those type. Monster Beverage. What else? I know I had a few others at new yearly highs. Constellation Brands. Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Altria Group, PepsiCo, Philip Morris, Reynolds America, General Mills, Colgate-Palmolive, Kellogg's, Campbell Soup, I think I mentioned. These are, when money flows to these areas, they're worried about the economy. Utilities and real estate also, strong. Discount retail, not all of them though. But Big Lots, Dollar General, Burlington, Dollar Tree, Walmart. Auto parts retailer, AutoZone, O'Reilly Automotive, Advanced Auto Parts to a lesser extent, AT&T and Verizon. Waste management, symbols I'll give you, RSG, WCN, WM. Some insurance stocks are strong in managed care, kind of, sort of. So you got about five or six of those names. Travelers, Allstate, Chubb, in the managed care, Aetna, United Health, things like that. Medical products, Medtronic, Boston Scientific, C.R. Bard, and Defense Aerospace, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and the like. And two names in the payrolls, ADP and Paychex. Don't know why on that, but I'm just letting you know. So whatever's working is working. And as I go through the new high list, gold, silver, some of these names just mentioned. And really outside of those areas just mentioned, that's it. I can mention some utilities and REITs, but you can do that yourselves. Did I mention Clorox and McCormick, two more in that group? And that's it. That's your leadership. And if you look in the Dow, 3M's keeping the Dow in shape here. 3M acts fine. And by the way, when we say act fine, it's, you know, up 9% in a year. And that's a strong name in the Dow. Walmart is back to the highs of last year. But, of course, Walmart is, let's see, trading where it was in 1999 type of thing. And they have no growth. So very defensive market right here. We're not sure what it means. All we know is last week we had that Jacksonville up to the upside off of the end of quarter. An icky day today, but does not mean we're just not going to rally up tomorrow. We're just letting you know, and we're not even giving you an opinion. We're stating facts here. The mother of all split tapes. And we're going to be watching these financials and semiconductors very closely. If they start coming after the defensive areas, all these areas just mentioned, and do not pick up these areas that we started off with, holy hell will break loose. Just letting you know. Just saying. And, of course, central banks, Europe's going to lower rates. Just so you know, the UK announced it. They're going to lower rates. Europe's going to continue printing money. Everybody else is. Yellen has basically said there's no more raising rates. And I can guarantee you, if the market gets in trouble, she will lower rates, especially into the election. So we're just letting you know. The mother of all split tapes. It's a pain in the rear. It's beaten up on the shorts and longs. And as we've been telling you here, we've been on the outside looking in on a lot of this stuff and keeping our psychology together. Very important right now. Very important. Especially the Russell 2000s, where it was in 13. The S&P and Dow's where it was in 14. NYSE 2013. And then some of these foreign markets, you got to go way back. It's just one of them times. And we'll come out of it eventually. We'll keep our fingers crossed that it comes out of it the right way. But the bad areas are going to have to pick themselves up. Foreign markets are going to have to pick themselves up before that occurs. Hey, we'll see. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. Go watch those first 10 minutes of the FBI director. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And when you get home, do like I do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you all hug your children. Night-night all. Bye.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.